Okay, yesterday we learned the Gemara Zibaya. If yield nisun oisa erusin oisa. And the Gemara said, nafkamino liyarsha latamala hafa midareha. So that when the Gemara said nafkamino, we asked the question, why is it saying nafkamino? We said it's coming lafuke certain other things. And what we were discussing was maisi odeha. That the Gemara does not say it's nafkamina l'maisi adayim. It's mashma, even if yield is erusin, she's still entitled to maisi adayim. But he's entitled to her maisi adayim, she's entitled to b'zaynus. So from this we got yesterday into the Rashba. The Rashba said that since he bought her for an amah, he's entitled to maisi adayim no matter what happens. That was the lashon of the Rashba. The Hesber that we went through yesterday had to do with the Shaila of whether yield is l'mafreya or it's not l'mafreya. That was the ikin nekuda. If you hold the way we do paskin, that mois rishonis l'kedusha nitna, that when you sell a girl for an amar of riyah, the mois rishonis, the original money, l'kedusha nitna, is given for kedusha. Later, when he's miyayin her, do we say that the yield is chal l'mafreya? That says that he gave kedushin, let's say in Nissan, and then he gave kedushin. He bought it in Amavriya in Nissan, and in Tishrei he decided to do yield. He said, "Hari amiyuedesli." Do we say that he's married to Anala Mafreya from the Mois Rishonis the kedushin then from the time he gave her the money originally? That was the nidain. That was the shayla. Is he married to only from the time he says "Hari amiyuedesli"? Or do we say it's Chala Mafreya? So yesterday we learned Reb Chaim's Shita, and as I told you, it's the Shita of most of the Achrayim, that Yud is not Chala Mafreya, even though Mois Rishonis Kedusha Nitnu. It means the Mois are given, and later he's Mekadosh with those Mois. But the Mois of Kedusha is not buying off for an Om Evriya. We have a number of Rayas. The strongest Raya, the simplest, the strongest Raya, is the fact that you don't need Eidus L'Kiyume when you buy an Om Evriya. We know any time you do something that creates this Erva, you need Eidus L'Kiyume. You need Eidus B'Shas Maisa. And since you don't need Eidus L'Kiyume, that's a Raya that we do not say that the Kedushin is from the time you gave money to buy her as an Om Evriya. Rather, the Kedushin is from the time you say Hariyat Miwedesli, whenever that may be. We had a few other Rayas, but this is the Ikar Raya.
And then you would get
and the Rambam says, when we say Hariyat Miyuedesli, you do need eight lufnei Eidim. The Rambam says, Beferish, when we say Hariyat Miyuedesli, you need two Eidim there. So, Mimela, it's very good. When you say Hariyat Miyuedesli, that's the Maisa Kedushin. The Yiyud is the Maisa Kedushin. And it's only Chal from then and on. And that's it.
The Mois
Rishonim are sort of hanging, and they're used for Kedushin at the time that you say Hariyat Miyuedesli. B'shas Ma'aseh, the original money bought her as an Om Evriya. And he has the right later to also use whatever remains of that money. Let's not call it Kedushin, call it Yiyud. B'shas Yiyud. Yiyud works with Hariyat Miyuedesli. And whatever remains from the original money to be kaddish with, that's what the kedushin is chalav. That's what it means by shas the kedushin. But the kedushin is not then; the kedushin is later. The money is sort of hanging; it's hanging, awaiting until it's grabbed for yield. Why is he telling that? I don't know that it's totally in that at all. Yield could work however the Torah set it up. And this Havana is that the Torah set it up like I said yesterday, that you become this new creation called an Am Evriya. Part of Dine Am Evriya is this halacha. This halacha that you can be Mekadosh Am Evriya with the money which is hanging. Now, what's the status of the money? So that's a shayla. The raya is that you don't need edus l'kiyume. It's not a starver. The Torah didn't set it up that it's a kedusha and you don't need edus l'kiyume. Because l'kiyume, the Torah didn't set up. It's something we have a havana. We had a zbeirim in the beginning of the year. Why you need edus l'kiyume? Right? Because it affects the whole world. It can't happen by itself. Whatever that zbeirim were, then it's not a starver to say here that it works without edus l'kiyume. I don't have what you want. Sorry. Alright. Now, this all comes to play in a Rambam. Now, we're going to see the Gemara, because really the Gemara talks about this. Let's first ignore the Gemara. I'll tell you what it says in Rambam. And we'll have to deal with how the Rambam learns the next Gemara. But the Rambam says, we paskin, like Rabbi Akiva, that a person can't sell shifchos acharishus. A father ain't a meichel the shifchos acharishus. Question is, all right, ain't a meichel is pita the shifchos acharishus. That means a man has control over his daughter, except once he marries her off, he can't afterwards do shifchos. Ain't a meichel is pita the shifchos acharishus. Right, the big day bar, kibin shapirish talisi alah, shuv ain't a yerushal meichel. That's the way we pass. Like Rabbi Akiva, the top line of the Gemara. Shailam. A man sells his daughter as a shifcha. Could he sell her again as a shifcha? Let's say the 6 years are up. So we pass him, yes. Because shifchas achar shifchas, you could. Just not shifchas acharishas. What happens if he sold his daughter as an amavriya? And after he sold her as an amavriya, the Baal was miyayi. He did yield. So he had this girl. She's, let's say, 10 years old. The father sells her for an amavriya. Then, a half a year later, the Baal is miyayit. Does yield. He's married to her. She's 10 and a half. He's married to her. Then the Baal dies. So here she's 11 years old. She goes back to her father's house. She's already been an amavriya, a wife, and an amana. Right? Now, she's 11. The father wants to sell her again as an amavriya. You see, could he sell her now as an amavriya? You have to chap what the question is. Because shifchas achas shifchas you could do. In fact, he sold her as an amavriya, that doesn't prevent him from selling her again as an amavriya. Only if he marries her off. If he marries her off, then afterwards he can't sell her as a shifcha. The shaila is, in this case, is it called that he married her off? Well, it's not called he married her off. What did he do? He sold her as an Amma with the possibility of Yiyud, and the man was Miyayin her. And then whatever happened, the man died after that, and she fell back to Pfizer. What? If. We pass Gibbarish Shasha Kedushin then. Yeah, we pass Gibbarish Shasha Kedushin then. So now, he sold her originally as a shifcha. Okay, he sold her as an amavriya. And she...
We know that eventually when the father sent the daughter off to be a shifcha, he intended the amavriya
to marry. That's the shah. Originally, he sold her as an amavriya. He knew that the other has a mitzvah to do yiyud. And now, is that called he gave her the shifchas, or is that called he gave her over to ishus?
He gave her both.
Or both. Was it called both? The Rambam paskins, and we'll see in a second the Gemara, but the Rambam paskins that he's allowed to sell her again. He's allowed to sell her again. Even though there was a yield. And the Kesef Mishnah asks why. He has two kashas. One is from the next Gemara, which we'll get to. But in Svara, we'll talk now in Svara, and we'll get to the Gemara in a minute. He asks, why can he sell her now again? He caused her to be married. Moshe Shas HaKadusha Ninu. He saw there's an Amavriya, which includes the possibility of Yiyud. And the husband was Mi'ayira, the other was Mi'ayira. So now, how could he sell her again? It's Shifchas HaKharishas. Elamai, it's a riot to Rav Chaim's side, that when a man sells his daughter as an Amavriya, he's not giving her to Ishus. All he's doing is giving her to Shifchas. He's creating that she now becomes an Amavriya. There's a din that by an Amavriya, afterwards, the Baal could be Mi'ayin her. Give him a Michala Bafreya. If we say when he does Yud, it's Chala Bafreya from the time that the husband gave her over to be an Amavriya, that would be a different story. But it's not Chala Bafreya. It's what he did was only Shifchas. The Yud is something the Ardain has a right to do. The Ardain did it, not the father. Memela, the Rambam's Pesach, it's Svara, fits very well with everything we talked about yesterday and what this is we're talking about today, that when a man sells his daughter for Rav Avriya, he's not giving up for Ishus, he's giving up for Shifchas, and the aspect that of Yehud, that's something the Ode does, Bakarcha, the father, and it's not called the father did it. So this seems to be very glad. And until now, we've only spoken about this one mahalach, which is that the father is giving up the shifchus. Yehud is something that it's a din that the other could do. It's not the father doing it. Now, the next Toshma in the Gemara does not stem with this Rambam. Let's see the Toshma. Toshma. The big day ba, kivin shpirish talisei alayah, shuvenu mishay la maichra. Zivunehu dolei maiz b'lohi yudim yayid la. He can't sell her again, but he can marry her off. What does the Gemara say? That if the Yehud, we now think Pirish Talisei Olam means, Pirish Talisei Olam means that he means Yehud, so now the other did Yehud, and it goes back to the father, because if Yehud is Nisuin, then the father can't get her back. After the suit, the father certainly hasn't got her back. So what was the Gemara saying now? That if you did yield, once you did yield, that it goes back to the father, and Shema Amina Erisid Aysa, must be Erisid Aysa, and Shavena Rishon Lamaichra. Now, before we see the Gemara's Terence, this Gemara's Kasha, isn't it clear that yield is considered Ishus? The Gemara now thinks Kimi Shpirish Talisei Olam Shavenu Rishon Lamaichra is going on Yehud, that after Yehud you can't sell her, but he can marry her again, he can marry her off again, right? So we're saying now that if the Yehud Shavenu Rishon Lamaichra, you can't sell her again. That's not like the Rambam. The Rambam says that if the Yehud you could sell her again. The Rambam I just mentioned says if the Yehud, you could sell her again. Why? Why could you sell her again if the Yehud? Because the original thing was not Ishus. It's not Ishus. That was the aside, the Rakhim's aside. That when you sell a woman for Rabba Vriya, it's not Ishus, it's just Shifchus. This Gemara is saying not that way. This Gemara is saying that if the Yehud, Azvurei Haidullah Basmullah, he can't sell her again, which means it is Ishus. So this Gemara is Pashtus, not like the Rambam. It's such a big problem that the Lechem Mishnah says the Rambam must have a different gears than this Gemara. It's the Beferish Gemara that if the Yehud, at this point in the Gemara, Rav Nachman was going to say a different shot, but at this point in the Gemara is saying that Pirish Talisei Olam is Yehud and Shuv Einu Rishon Lamaichra. It's the Beferish Gemara that if the Yehud, you can't sell Shifchus Achar Ishus. So we see Yehud is considered Ishus. So Lechem Mishnah says this Gemara is not like the Rambam, it must be the Rambam had a different gears. We'll have a teretz in a minute, but this is a problem with the Rambam. You follow the Gemara's Beferish Dalek, the Rambam. Gemara is saying that if the Yehud, he can't sell her again. And the Rambam says that in this case, when he sold as an Amavriya and there was Yehud, the father could sell her again. So this Gemara is the opposite of the Rambam. Does Yehud?
This
Yehud. What's Erisin? We pass in Yehud as Erisin. The Gemara says, it's a kasha. If it's the suet, this is, I think, a problem. No, because if you did it in the suet afterwards, it don't have anything. So therefore, I'm Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, a different pshat in the Braisa, where it says, "Pirish talisi alah bacha b'kiddush da'al b'kai b'achi kamer." It doesn't mean pirish talisi alah means yiyud. No, it means regular marriage. Kibi shavas ravilim shetzchay b'shem susavay nasa shavay yachal l'bachra. Aye, what's the lush of pirish talisi alah? What does that have to do? Why is that a lush in marriage? It says, "Lush in marriage because she's chay b'shem susavay da, so v'meila ed yachal l'bachra." So the Gemara is saying it's no raya. That's a little strange lashon. Sherech susavay nasa. So that's called pirish talis ala. The lashon is a little strange. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, not Hilchos Eved, but in Hilchos Malachim says a kiddush. We notice such a thing as a pilegesh. Rabbi says see a woman in a pilegesh, a wife in a pilegesh. So, a pelegesh is no ksuba. Also, she has no sherek susvaida. She has no tefiyah sherek susvaida on her husband. That's a pelegesh. The Rambam is the chadish that if the yiyut, she becomes a pelegesh. She has no ksuba. She has no title of sherek susvaida and no tefiyah. That Abba Vriya, who the Baal is, Odeid is biyayid, has a dim pelegesh. As I state in Rambam, in Hilchos Malachim, I think Perek Dalet of Hilchos Malachim. What? Huh? The Gemara's lashon of Sherek Susvaida is very good now. What? Oh, it's a pasuk of the Torah. It's a problem. It's a pasuk of the Torah. Yeah, yeah. Forgot about that. It's a bit of a problem with the Rambam. It's a pasuk of the Torah. It says that afterwards Sherek Susvaida Nasa LaYigra is in this parasha, right? The Mishpatim. Yeah, yeah. That's like a problem with the Rambam. So the answer to the Rambam. The Rambam means, if a man takes, it's okay, he takes two women. He has one woman who's an Abba Vriya and one who's his original wife. So, Sheirat Susavaydasa La Yigra, like the rabbi, the touch of the pasuk is, that you might think, if he has a regular wife, now that he has another wife, the Abba Vriya with you, he could be Megareya in the regular wife, Sheirat Susavaydasa. He says, look, I have two wives, I've got to split it now. I have to split my time, I have to split my money. So the rabbi ties to Sherek Susavay Nasa LaYigra is going on the regular wife, not on the Abba Vriya. The Abba Vriya is not a tale to Sherek Susavay Nasa. When the Torah says by the Pasha of Abba Vriya, Sherek Susavay Nasa LaYigra is going on the other wife, on the regular wife, you might think you can be Megareya, her Sherek Susavay Nasa, because now you have another wife, you have a second wife, you have to split your time. So what? So the Abba Vriya, the yield wife, he doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't have to do anything, but Mustafa will do something. He'll do something for her. So you might think, to the extent he'll do something for her, can be Megareya, so Kamash Mo. To regular wives, he also can't be Megareya. Alright, that's included in Zeres HaKasa. It's all in the Pasuk. Let me tell you, the Rambam is mukhich to this because of another Shverikite on the Rambam. The Gross says that Shver the Rambam. The Rambam holds that only a melech is allowed to take a pilegesh. The Rambam, when he writes the pilegesh, he writes only a melech is allowed to take a pilegesh. Regularly, he is not allowed to take a pilegesh. So everyone jumps on the Rambam from Navi. What do we find? Huh? You find in Navi a number of places a Pilagesh. The most famous is Pilagesh Begiva. He had the Sefer Shoftim, there's a parak about Pilagesh Begiva. There's a man of Giva who had a Pilagesh. So how's the Rabbi going to learn? The Rabbi says only a Melech is allowed in Pilagesh. It's befeirish that there was a Pilagesh Begiva, there was a nice Pilagesh Begiva. There was a person who was not a Melech that had a Pilagesh. There's more than one person there. Two people have Pilagesh. Yes. You want to know what's the svara that is not suba?
No, it makes sense.
Okay, it does make sense in Zogsum. It's hard. I'm not sure what it's totally in this way. It's not that suba. Pilagish is sack suba, seshak suspide. I'm not sure what's totally inspired this Rambam. Rambam, the Stana has a Bakar. Just what I'd like to sidetrack. The Gra says, on this Kasha, Shmer the Rambam. The Rambam says, only a king can have a Pilagish. So Shmer, you find the Navi, you find Pilakshim. So Zak the Gra, it's not Shmer. Those Pilakshim were Amavriyas that had Yiyud. So they became the Adine Pilagish. The Rambam Lashitas, there's a Hechatimsa. You can't just go on the street and marry a woman to be a Pilagish. But there's a hesitancy for a woman to be a pilagish. How could that be? That's if she's an amavriya, you do yield. That's the hesitancy. But al kapanim, what are we doing? So this is a side thing about the Rambam. The Rambam holds you become a pilagish. It's very good to Gemara's lashon. Kibush eschayb sherek susavainasa uses lashon sherek susavaina dafka for a person who's not a amavriya. So not every year you would use a lashon sherek susavaina. And what? How are you kind of pilagish? According to most rishonim, the kiddushin. A regular pilagish, you say harib kadeshly. You and pilagish or regular pilagish? The kiddushin. Rashi then the chayisara says that a pilagish is belike kiddushin, belike suba. It's a shver Rashi because what? What shver? Yeah, okay. All right, it's a shvara. Everyone, you're looking to say chama on the Rashi. It's a shvara Rashi, but the pashas of pilagish is b'kiddush with aksum. That's what the Rambam said. Okay. Well, let's see the next tashma, and then hopefully we'll get back. There's so much time there. Tashma, ein meichvel akraivim. Why can't you marry an amavriya to kraivim? They sell an amavriya to kraivim because that's shaychiyah. It doesn't matter. Shavin, everyone agrees. Shemaychra Amadol Kain Gadol Gushchlusu Kain Hedyit. Why? Even though it's a law for an Amadol to marry a Kain Gadol or a Kain to marry a Gushchlusu, but it's Taifis. It's Shaychim. It's Sias of you. Now, how Amadol Hechidami? How in the world do you have a girl under 12 who's an Amadol? How could it be? Eli Ben Kaddish Nafsha. If she accepts the Kedushin, Amadol Karila. It's garnished. Katan accepts Kedusha is nothing. Elder Kitchavia, a father accepted. It can't be. He might see Mazdullah. He knows the Maiches Nitel Shechel Sacharishis. That also can't be. Because you can't do Shechel Sacharishis. Omer of Amr of Amr of Yitzchak. What's the case? How do you have an Amana that the father is selling her? Must be Yachab Kedusha Yud. Valiba, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehud, Amr Shechel Kedusha Yud. Now, Iyam at Nisu and Isa. Can't be. This is Shomei Navi Yerushuspa. So it must be Yid is Erisin. And that's very good. She became Ramana. Yid was Erisin. She became Ramana. And now she fell back to her father's house. In fact, the Gemara back. Elamai Erisin Isa. Shom Shamaichra. And Adamaich Mitzot Shem Shem Erishis. Elamai Yislach Lomei Mashani Erisin Didom Erisin Avia. So what are you going to have to say? It's different Erisin of Yid and Erisin of Avia. If so, I feel tame in the sun. I said, you're going to go make chidushin. Then a yield dik erison is different, so yield dik in the sun could also be different. Shani sun didam, yisun davia. So, memela, what's the Gemara saying at this point? They have to keep track what the shaglavatari is. The Gemara said, shma mina erison isa. Now, this is all part of the teretz that may be in the sun isa. Right? If we're going to shlug this up, we'll come back to our previous raya that Erisin Isa. So the Gemara shlugs it up. The Gemara says, Hi, man. Bishlam Erisin Shani. Al Nesun Nesun Bishani. It's not Mistabra. Nesun the Rashi says, They're Isin, you know. And it can't be that it's not Nafka Bishus Avia. So therefore, we're shlugging up the Kasha, which means we remain with the original raya, Erisin Isa. And the Maskana of the Sugya is Erisin Isa. That's how we're ending up here in the sugya, that Eris Naisa and not Nesu Naisa. Gemara just adds one more. Nekuda, Rav Nachman ben Yisrael, Amar Afilah, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, Amar Shreis, Lekidush, Ninnu, V'may Mukim La. So must be Mukim La, Kerev Eliezer, Adam L'Shif, Sachar, Shisul, Le Mati Mazmul, Av Shisul, Ishas Mati Mazmul. But the Gemara is, the Pashtus HaGemara is that we're ending up with a Raya Eris Nois. Now, we end up Eris Nisa, and Nafkamina Liyashal Tamalaf in the Raya is that he can't be, he doesn't Yashin HaYif the Yod, it's only Eris. So what comes out? The Adon does Yod to her. After he does Yod, he still has to do Chuppah afterwards, and then he does Chuppah, then he'll be fully married to her. There's a second Reb Chaim on this sugya. This is brought in the Shur Reb Shmuel. I don't know if it's in the Kisvei Reb Chaim anywhere, but there's a second Reb Chaim on this sugya. The Reb Chaim goes on the nafgamina between Eris and Isa and Nesu and Isa. We know that a normal woman, what's the difference between Eris and Nesu? That if the Eris, she stays in her father's home, and the husband's not out to be bail her. We had last year that kala b'lo bracha asur l'bayla k'nida. A woman after kedushin, before nisuin, is asa to her husband. There's no bias asa. Even if the kedushin would be a, still a second bias asa to chuppah. After eris is bias asa. After nisuin, bias mutter. After eris, she lives in her father's home. After nisuin, she lives in her husband's home. Fret Reb Chaim, if so, the Gemara says Dafka Mina. If Yud Eris and Isa Nesu'in Isa, the Gemara says Dafka Mina. The Tabala, the Yarshel, I thought they there. It should say Dafka Mina. Lama Yaleh, if Bias Mutu or not, that should be a Pashta Dafka Mina. If Bias Mutu or not, that should be a Pashta Dafka Mina. If it Reb Chaim, must be. That even if yield nisu and isa, you're still asa b'bia until he's machdesar lebeisai, until he takes her into beisai to get a woman, wife. Even if yield nisu and isa, it still is nisu b'bia until he takes her into his house as a wife. However you want, like the Rambam, with a yichud aray l'bia, you have to have a yichud. You go to yichud room. That'll be yichud. Even if yield nisu and isa, yichat. You say, how do you have you led us, Lee? It's in the suet, law for the Durel, Yarsha, the Tabula. But, Lava Lala, you still need more. This is Reb Chaim. This Reb Chaim mirrors the Yisayid of Reb Naftali that we had in the beginning of Ksubis, which again is the Yisayidistic of Reb Naftali. Reb Naftali was going to the Rambam Shita. The Rambam holds that nisuin is yichud aray labia. Yichud, you need yichud aray labia to make nisuin. So there were many kashas on this. One kasha was from Yom Kippur, that nisuin is chal on Yom Kippur. There's this a bia on Yom Kippur. We know the Kohen Gadol could take a wife on Yom Kippur, and it's not aray labia. Another kasha was from Chuppas Nida, which the Gemara Ksubis was mashra Chuppas Nida as a chuppah. And the Rambam is saying Yichud Aray Labia, and the Rambam. There were numerous kashas, Yisurei Lavim, right? Nisuin is typhus by Yisurei Lavim. And it's also Bibia, it's not Yichud Aray Labia. How can it be a Nisuin? Because we have many kashas from Naftali Seti aside, that even like the Rambam, there are two steps in the Nisuin. There's one step of the Nisuin that you're married to her, the suin, yichud she'en aray labia. A yichud aray labia is a second step. It's for things that are negeya, the verb shebeino labeino, intimacy issues, that you need yichud aray labia. But a chuppah, what we call a chuppah, even like the Rambam, it does something. The nesuin does something. There are two steps. There's one, lafi the derel, the tamala, and all these things, besides this, that's all with a chuppah, even like the Rambam. The yichud room, that you need for a second stage of chuppah, which is the Dvarim Shebein Eilu Beinah. That was from Naftali's Yisayid. We are Seimich on this type of Yisayid because we do Birchas Nesu'in under the chuppah. And then we go to the yichud room, and we're mafsik. There's some who have a minig, certain groups of chassidim have a minig, They're right after the chuppah, they're not mafsik, there's no dancing, they whisk them off to the Yidrim right away without a hafsik. Because the Birchus Nisuin goes on chuppah, and the Yichud Rum is chuppah, like the Rambam. So how can you be mafsik between the bracha and the Yichud Rum? Most of the Velt is not chayshish in this. Because with Soymech, either with Soymech, not like the Rambam, the chuppah is chuppah. Or, like Rav Naftali says, that even if you hold, you need a Yichud Rai Labiya, but it doesn't make it a bracha levatzala. The bracha under the chuppah is chuppah, even like the Rambam. It's chal on something. It's chal for everything else, for the Tamalav, for the Rael, the Masiyadel, the Zainis. And Yichud Rum is the second stage in chuppah. So that Rav Naftali and this Rav Chaim seem to shtim one with the other. I think over the years we had Avni Nezer that said the same thing. We had other Makairis with this Rav Naftali and Mimelov. It's a good Rav Naftali to come back to. Okay, I still left out one piece, how this Gemara stems with the Rambam Shita. The Stipler, Simon Chof Hei, has a piece on it. You should look there, not just to see his pshat, but also to see, just to see Klar the Kasha. It's hard to speak out because they were talking about Shifra Sachar Ishus and Shifra Sachar Shifras. It gets a little complicated. If you look in the Stipler, you'll see there. So take time to look at the Stipler. And Yitzhak Shem, next week when we come back, we will start, at least briefly, the Indian of Yud HaBen, which is the next Gemara here.